Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on this Friday. And in the studio with me is Scott Buehrlein, a horticulturist with the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens, and also the chairperson of a regional campaign for reforestation. Taking Root is the name of that campaign. You may have heard something about that earlier here on Cincinnati Edition. And Scott is here today to provide an update and to talk about the Great Tree Summit 2014 that's coming up. Good afternoon and welcome back to Cincinnati Edition, Scott.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's begin. For those who don't know, explain Taking Root and what it is.
It's a collaborative grassroots group that sort of started to respond to the current tree crisis we're facing in the area because of emerald ash borer and Asian longhorn beetle and other pests and diseases and drought, ice storms, all the things that have happened lately. So basically, our whole goal is to make everybody aware that that's happening and the benefits of trees and to encourage everybody to plant trees to the tune of 2 million by 2020, one tree for each person in the eight-county tri-state.
Amazing effort, and I know you were a finalist for the Greater Cincinnati Foundation's Big Idea Competition.
We were. We didn't win the grand prize, but we did very well. And then thanks to them and generous donations, they had the follow-up, which was the Giving Challenge, the Big Idea Giving Challenge, which was kind of a way to get additional funds by raising some of your own, and we did very well there, too. So,
well, I saw from the website when I checked it just before we went on the air that you've already begun counting up to that 2 million trees by 2020, up at, 25,000 or so?
Yeah, if people out there want to register any trees they planted in 2013, they can do so on our website, www.takingroot.info. And start registering trees, because what we're doing is encouraging everybody else to plant trees. We're trying to help provide great information, educational materials. But really, it's going to rely on the whole thing. We'll rely on people planting trees themselves and recording them with us.
Well, I know as part of Taking Root, you were encouraging people to get live trees for the holidays the holidays.
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
I think it went pretty well. I think the whole live Christmas tree thing is in danger of falling by the wayside. It's a great thing to do, great things for families to do, and a way to plant a living memory. And if we can kind of encourage more people to do that, whether it's a lot of people or just a few, it's always a good thing. So we didn't get a lot of feedback. It's hard for us to know how many people were encouraged to go out and do that. But we're going to keep that up and try to scale it up in future years.
And I see the website's coming along as well, fairly
beautiful
well.
Website. I think good resources, really well set up. The one of the partner groups, OKI, is almost entirely responsible for putting that together for us.
That tells you about the crisis, about the solution, about the mission for Taking Root.
Yeah.
Very nice information there. And I noticed the Great Tree Summit 2014. What is happening on January 25th between 9:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden?
Well, that's our big coming out party. We're like a debutante that's taken several months or quite a lot of time and effort to make ourselves pretty, witty, and wise. And now we're coming out and courting the world and trying to find a suitor or many suitors. So what we're really doing now is finally we've got our organization in place. We've got our teams and everything aligned and together. And we're asking anybody who's interested in this. Through the time we've been talking about this, a lot of people have a lot of interest. So we're asking everybody to come out, see us, come visit us at the zoo. It's January 25th at 9:30. Admission's free. You need to register on our website or on the zoo's website. I'll tell you more in a minute on that. But come on out and volunteer. We're going to start our action teams and really get the process started. We took some time to get our organization together, but now we're ready to get moving. And, if you have skills and contacts in business, PR, development, if you know how to get trees planted in schools, public grounds, forests, come see us. We're open to everybody that wants to come and help out. It's a big project, and we need a lot of bodies.
And that's even if you are not really sure what kind of talent you have to help Taking Root, right?
Exactly. If you're just interested, come on out. We have tree experts, but we need more. We'll take all the tree experts out there that we can get. But, what we don't have are, accounting skills maybe, and people with time. One of our big missions is to get an ambassadors group up, which is people who mostly have time and freedom to go and visit tree boards and municipalities and businesses and churches and schools and just talk to them about the possibility of planting more trees.
Scott Bierlein, the chairman of Taking Root, a regional campaign for reforestation, trying to plant 2 million trees by 2020, a tree for everyone in the 8-county Greater Cincinnati Tri-State area. If you'd like to be part of that effort, the Great Tree Summit 2014 takes place Saturday, January 25th, but you must register. It is free, but registration is open now. You can find a link to the Taking Root website and the Cincinnati Zoo website where you can register for the Great Tree Summit 2014 through our website, wvxu.org. Thanks again, Scott.
Thank you.